This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing the Parliament of Ghana in capital Accra. We now go over live to listen to the Prime Minister's address.
India shall walk with you shoulder to shoulder on this road. फ्रेंड्स आज ग्लोबल उठा पटक के हर किसी के लिए चिंता का कारण है ऐसे में भारत का लोकतंत्र आशा की किरण बना हुआ है उसी प्रकार से भारत की विकास यात्रा ग्लोबल ग्रोथ को गति देने वाली है विश्व का सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र एक ऐसा स्तंभ है जो जितना मजबूत होगा दुनिया को उतना ही सशक्त बनाएगा वैश्विक स्थिरता बढ़ाने में योगदान करेगा इन दिस टाइम्स ऑफ ग्लोबल अनसर्टेनिटी इंडिया डेमोक्रेटिक स्टेबिलिटी शाइन्स As a ray of hope, India's rapid progress is a catalyst for global growth. As the world's largest democracy, India is a pillar of strength for the world.
The Prime Minister said Ghana is a country which radiates the spirit of democracy. He said he was deeply honored to address the esteemed house. He called it a privilege to be in Ghana. He said, as the representative of the world's largest democracy, he has brought with him goodwill and greetings of 1.4 billion Indians. He said Ghana is known as a land of gold not just for what lies under its soil, but as much for the warmth and strength in the people's heart. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Ghana's President John Dramani Mahama held delegation-level talks and the two nations agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive partnership. They discussed expanding cooperation in trade, investment, agriculture, digital technology, capacity building, infrastructure, and people-to-people ties. Four MOUs in the fields of culture, standards, Ayurveda and traditional medicine, and a joint commission mechanism were signed between the two countries. Both leaders welcomed growing bilateral trade and Indian investments in Ghana and also spoke of defense and security cooperation. The Prime Minister also visited the Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Park in Accra, accompanied by Ghana's Vice President, Jane Nana Opoku-Agyemang. The Prime Minister reached Ghana yesterday on a two-day visit on the first leg of his five-nation visit. On the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will arrive in Trinidad and Tobago tonight. He will hold talks with the President Christine Carla Kangalu and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar in Port of Spain. They will discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations. Prime Minister Modi is also expected to address a joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago. He will address Indian diaspora too. In Pakistan, several human rights organizations have raised concerns about forcible disappearance of six men from various districts of Balochistan carried out by the Pakistani forces. A Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department, PANC, highlighted that the incident occurred during the last 2 days amid a surge in enforced disappearances across Balochistan. Back home, normal life in Himachal Pradesh has been severely disrupted over the past few days due to heavy rainfall, cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides. Since the 20th of last month, rain-related incidents have claimed 63 lives, injured 109 people and 40 individuals are still reported missing. Mandi district has been the worst hit. 11 people have died in Mandi district alone and 34 others are still missing. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall at some places in the state today and tomorrow. In Uttarakhand too, heavy rain have triggered landslides blocking roads, including the Chardham Yatra route. In cricket, India with 348 for 5 in the first innings against England on day 2 of the second test of the Anderson-Tendulkar Trophy a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.